Hello guys, welcoming you all to the Budding HR Professional podcast. I'm your Tamil. So today I came up with another interesting topic, and today we're gonna talk about a book which is called Drive. And this is gonna be a 5 minutes quick book review, and we're gonna review about the book called Drive, and it is written by Daniel Pink. So let's talk about the author first of all. Daniel Pink was the host and co-executive producer of Crowd Control, a television series about human behavior on National Geographic. The thing why I want to talk about this book is this book mainly deals with motivation. And the motivation is very important for an human resource manager to understand people and make people to be more productive and to make them satisfied. So first of all, before going to the book review, we need to know what is motivation, friends. Motivation is nothing but a push which is given to anybody to do a particular task. It may be an external push or an internal push, that's not matter. Something which makes the work done is called motivation in a very layman terms. So let's straight away jump into the book. In this author, what he did is he dividing the motivation into different versions. So first version of motivation he terms as a motivation 1.0, which is called survival. So motivation 1.0 presumed that humans were biological creatures struggling to obtain our basic needs for food, security, and sex. Motivation 1.0 worked well until the motivation evolved. As humans formed a more complex society, they started bumping up against the changes and cooperating to get things done. This was an operating system based purely on biological drive, which was fundamentally inadequate motivation. Sometimes we need a ways to restrain this drive to avoid breaking law. Hence, we slowly move towards the motivation 2.0. So in this case, motivation 2.0 is the motivation which currently used by most of the organization and many companies, which is rewards and punishment. At this core, motivation 2.0 argues humans are more than some of our biological urges. However, it also suggests that we aren't much different from ourselves. The way to get us moving in the correct direction is by giving a carrot, which is hanging in front a carrot, or a sharp stick to beat us, which is rewards and punishment, which makes us to work more effectively. That is the motivation 2.0, which is rewards and punishment, which is most probably applied in all the company. So why the author says that this motivation 2.0 is not applicable for a recent trend and needs to be updated because it have a deadly flaws. The first thing is external motivators can crush creativity. An external motivator can encourage cheating and unethical behavior. External motivators can become addictive. So they'll become more addictive for financial intensive, and they act in same way other addiction like drugs. The more frequently you are given external rewards, the more you expect and crave them. Subsequently, as the drug addicts, the same external rewards lose their motivational impact. You start to expect larger external rewards and to remain motivated. Similarly, withdrawal symptoms, removing external rewards can lead to slump in motivation. External motivator can encourage short-term thinking. Researchers have found that companies that spend the most time in guiding quarterly earnings deliver significantly lower long-term growth. The external outcomes are encouraging a short-term focus that determined a long-term. So what is the author pitching in? The author is pitching in for the motivation 3.0, which is very important and which needs to be applicable in a recent trend. So the author talk about the motivation 3.0 consists of three things. One is autonomy, mastery, purpose. So what is autonomy? So basically, autonomy is the desire for you to direct your own life. So we're giving an autonomy to an employee to do whatever they want, there where a creative idea emerges, and the productivity of the employee will also be very high, which they have own autonomy. And second one is mastery. Mastery is something we all try to do in a particular field to pull to make a progress and get better at something that matters. So employee will be given an option and opportunities to, you know, mastery at particular field. And purpose. The purpose is very important. Even if you want to live a life, there needs to be a purpose. And the purpose should not be a reward. The purpose, the earning to do what you want to do in the service of something greater than yourself. Which means the employees need to have some purpose to do that work. That motivates. That is the internal thing. These three are works internally and it's not external. If external is removed, this process stops. But when it happened internally, which the author Daniel Pink states, intrinsic motivation, these three things were very important. One is autonomy, another one is mastery, third one is purpose. So these things are the important things which needs to be applied in the recent trend to keep your employee motivated internally so that they will be having a good work-life balance, mental well-being, and also the work culture will be very good. So these are the important points which is described from the book Drive. This book is very interesting. Definitely it's suggestible to read. So I'll also add the link in the description. So if you're not yet subscribed my podcast, please subscribe it. So whenever I upload an episode, you'll get a notification. So until then, Thamarudhan is signing off. I'll see you in another episode. Bye-bye. Take care.